This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. How about a film festival in just one evening? Tomorrow, February 27th, 7 p.m. at the Tower Theater in downtown Sacramento, it's the Winter Shorts in the French Film Festival series. Six short films, all subtitled or in English. And our favorite French film curators back in the studio, Cécile Mouette-Downs. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
So you call this the Winter Shorts Festival. It's been ongoing for many years. Will you explain it?
Yes. So it's actually been going, it's the 13th year. And maybe about halfway through that, we've started presenting the films that are nominated for a French César, a French Oscar. And we ask also the audience to vote for the Sacramento César. And then we compare it to the actual winner. And we're going to know who won on Friday evening. That's when the César ceremony is going to be. So it's a collection of six films in the live action category, and it's a collection of wonderful stories. It's one of our most popular events because, you know, it's 2 hours and you're going to get your mind blown away by all these different wonderful stories.
Compare the César to the Oscar. Does it have as much prestige and honor and competitiveness?
Oh, yes, it's exactly the same thing as here. As you can imagine, everybody's probably right now like preparing their best dress and everything. It's a very big deal for French cinema, of course.
The Césars have not happened yet.
No, they're happening this Friday.
Okay. So the short films range in time length. And even though they're all in the same category, they really range in tone and topic, too.
Totally. And which is great this year because often the film nominated are quite dark, all of them. And this year we have a really good mix. We actually also have two films that were nominated for an Oscar this year, which is The Only Outsider, the out of competition that we want to gift our audience is the animated film that was nominated for an Oscar, but curiously, and that was a big deal in France, was not nominated for a César.
Oh,
I know.
A French film.
Yes.
Nominated for an Oscar in the U.S., not nominated for a César in France.
Exactly. Hmm. So there was a lot of press written
about that. And which
one
is that?
Memorable. That's going to be the first one on our program. That's the only animated film. And it's out of competition, of course, because it's not nominated for the César. And then NAFTA Football Club was also nominated for an Oscar, and it is nominated for a César. So.
We have a clip of NAFTA Football Club. And before we get to it, would you just quickly give a little bit of that storyline?
Yes. So the film actually takes place in Algeria, and two brothers find a donkey with bags. On his back, he has bags full of a mysterious white powder. And so I'm not going to say anymore. It's funny.
All right. Let's listen to a clip. And yes, it's just going to be in French. So you can test all your skills or just enjoy the...
This one's probably in Algerian, actually. In Arabic, sorry.
Ah, okay. All right, here goes.
Hey, you're going to be a Jani. I'm going to be a Zab.
I'm going to be a Zab.
ادخل برويته يزبل اللعب بتاعي
مرقدنا ماكلينا يوم احنا نحوس على عرب الحمار
هذا كاش رقد حتى نسيبو صباحنا
بعد كل حكمات الديوانه ولا بحر
ما بوسيف
كان مش لقينا بابا اللي احنا نسقوا في الامور ولا لا نخطب
اسمع رد بالك حد يسمع بالحكايه راني نقتلك فهمتني.
Okay, I stand corrected. How's your Algerian? What's happening in that clip?
So I don't know exactly what's happening in that clip, but I know the film is very funny, and that you know, while the kids are wondering what they're gonna do with that, thing that they found, the drug dealers are, of course, wondering what happened to their donkey.
Where is our donkey? Okay. So the order of the films is the order we're talking them through. They all begin at 7 and one rolls after another. Let's talk about a few of the other films that are on this list.
Yeah, so after Nefta Football Club, this is Ahmed's Song, and it's a 30-minute the portrait of an Algerian immigrant who lives a very lonely life in France. He left his family in Algeria 40 years ago and rarely sees his kids. And it's a very, very moving moving film. And alas, it's the story of a lot of men in France who still lives in collective housing. They only have, you know, a little room, and you know, and they have to go to this public bath, and that's where he works. It's a very beautiful film. And then after that, we have another beautiful portrait. It's called Beautiful Loser in French. And it's about a drug addict who's trying to quit. And he just had a baby. And he thinks that this baby is just too much at this point in his life. But maybe the baby is actually who's going to save his life. Is the woman is the ex-wife is played by Romane Boringer. She was our guest for people who came to the festival last June. She came to Sacramento to present her film, so it's going to be nice to see her on screen.
We're talking about the 13th Annual Winter Shorts Festival. It happens tomorrow evening, starting at 7 o'clock at the Tower Theater. We'll post a link to the website so that you can find ticket information. And I'm talking with both the founder and the curator, as well as the artistic director of the festival, Cecile Mouette Downs. All right, next on the list.
Okay, next on the list is Blue Dog, and it's a very poetic story about a young boy who meets this this woman who does some Tamil dancing, and so it's very beautiful, very colorful. The images are amazing, very graphic.
We are going to listen to a clip of this one.
Je suis tout seul. Je suis coincé. Il faudrait que quelqu'un m'aide à sortir.
Franchement, faut que tu vois une autre appart, c'est... Tu comprendrais. En fait, mon père, il sort plus, il fait plus rien, il a peur de tout. Du coup, quand je réparais mon scoot, bah, je t'avais déjà vu. Avec ton sarré bleu. Et je me suis dit peut-être que... Toi aussi, t'aimes le bleu.
Mais je suis pas triste en vrai. Tu veux venir me voir danser?
Elle s'appelle Soraya. Ça veut dire beauté des étoiles.
So that's Blue Dog.
Yes, it's
literally everything gets painted blue.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's all these films, you know, they present a lot about French culture, about, you know, there's immigration, and then a lot about, you know, what everybody else to go through, even in America, Alzheimer's, or letting your kid go to live their life, just like in the last film we're going to show, which is a very cute comedy. And we already showed it, this one, in June, and it won the audience prize at the festival last year. So if you didn't get a chance to see it, I really encourage you to do it, because the people who who saw it in June really absolutely loved it.
And that one's called?
It's called By Your Hair, and it's the story about a dad, a widow. His wife died.
Sorry. Widower.
A widower.
There you go. You got it.
And sorry. And he's a butcher, and he's raising his daughter to take over the the family butcher shop, but she has other plans, and she wants to be a beauty esthetician, and so it's a very funny film. So
your English is very good, Cecile.
Except
every once
for
in a while,
Noel, sorry.
No, it's really something when I see you get self-conscious, because living and growing up in France, you learned English in school, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you've been here in Sacramento for how many years now?
20 years now.
Yeah. And it's a vivid reminder always about the blending of life and culture and how challenging it can be on so many levels.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, but the French Film Festival is so popular here, and not just with people who have a connection to France.
No, yes, it is. It is very popular. And actually, the 19th festival is coming up in June. It will be at the Crest Theater, as usual. And because this one, for the winter shots tomorrow, we're coming back to the Tower Theater. And we haven't been at the Tower in 19 years, so it's nice to be back. and then in 2021, we're going to celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
So that's kind of a big deal. We're preparing for celebrating that in style, and we're very grateful that the Sacramento community still comes to see us. It's difficult to attract people to see movies in the theater when so many things are available, including now, you know, foreign films, French films on a digital platform. But we'll try to, you know, to bring people together so they, you know, they can talk about the films. Even, you know, you can at the festival, you can talk about the films you just saw with strangers, you know, and it's pretty nice to exchange. We try to have guests, to have discussions, and so that's how I think that's why people come to the festival, because they're getting something more personal and something that obviously you don't get when you're alone in your living room.
This winter shorts is a real easy experience, too. As we've said, you go at 7, you see 6 terrific films, you're out of there in about 2 hours. It's a very easy lift with some really wonderful entertainment and some rich culture, too.
Yes, exactly, because again, like I said, in all these films, the themes are just so broad, and not only that, but also the way the films are made. You know, some are, you know, more tragic, some are more comedic.
In curating, though, are you seeing films reflecting the times that we're talking about here in the United States politically, as well as around the world, the fears of climate change? We now have a coronavirus outbreak that's impacting more and more countries. Will there be a lag time before you see more of that in films, or is that tone already?
Well, it's there. Like two of these films deal with immigration.
Right.
One was actually made in Algeria, because France produces a lot of films. There's a lot of, you know, money that is given to countries outside of France, and so the Alzheimer, all the these films all reflect France and the world are going through. It may not be, you know, always the. But when we the films that we presented in June, yeah, there were a few films about climate change. Maybe more political. These are the films that are considered, you know, the best ones made in France. So they are these ones.
All right. Do you want to extend an invitation in French?
Okay. Venez tous nous rejoindre au Tower Theater demain soir, jeudi 27 février à 7 heures du soir. Merci.
Merci. Thank you, Cécile. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Beth.
Cécile Mouette-Downs is founder and artistic director of the French Film Festivals in Sacramento. Tomorrow's Winter Shorts begins at 7 p.m. at the Tower Theater. There are more details at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Helen Barrington and Kyle McKinnon, with assistant producer Cynthia Lopez. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineers are Antonio Munez and Anthony Van Hook. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. We're going to send you off in the spirit of a French film festival. And thanks for joining us.